everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Dorney's Vinyl. We are in we are at episode number 18 of season 6, and this is actually the first episode of 2024. So, happy New Year, happy 2024, everybody. If you're new to this podcast, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is a weekly podcast, so every odd-numbered podcast that we do is an album review. So last week's album review was The Hooters' Nervous Night. And every even-numbered podcast is an EP extra podcast. Half of those are games guest starring my wife, such as this one. And the other half of those are little tidbits of information. So 2 weeks ago, I talked about a Philly Special Christmas album. And then in a few weeks, there'll be a different extra podcast tidbit of information. But as I already have mentioned, this is a game guest starring my wife. This is Fleetwood Mac versus Meat Loaf. This is the seventh time that we are doing this game. Essentially how the game works, so how it did work previously was I took lyrics from the song, either by Fleetwood Mac or Meat Loaf, and read the lyrics off. Last time we did this game, I took just reviews from either Billboard, some kind of magazine, about songs from either Fleetwood Mac or Meat Loaf. This time, I'm doing album reviews. So what I did, all of the album reviews came from the website AllMusic. A lot of them were by Stephen Thomas Erlewine, but that doesn't matter. But I took albums from AllMusic, took a little phrase from a sentence or two from them, and my wife here has to guess, was it Fleetwood Mac or Meat Loaf? And what was the album? He does have a list of 6 albums each from Fleetwood Mac and Meat Loaf. So we'll see how she goes. There's 3 rounds. Round 1 will be worth 1 point if you get the artist, 2 points for the album, and it'll double for round 2 and triple for round 3. There's 3 questions here in round 1.
I think I did pretty good.
All right. I think she did pretty good on round 1. So we'll start. I will read the review, and you tell me the album, or the artist, and the album. All right. Number 1. It turns private pain into something universal. Some of these songs may be too familiar, whether through their repeated exposure on FM radio or their use in presidential campaigns, but in the context of the album, each tune, each phrase regains its raw, immediate emotional power.
I said Fleetwood Mac, Rumors. It's a very emotional album.
And that is correct. So yeah, 3 points there.
Do you know, I'm curious, what song was used in presidential campaigns?
Don't Stop for Bill Clinton's campaign.
Cool.
He actually got the band back together in 1993, so thank you, Bill Clinton. One of the only good things that you did.
Hey, all right. Don't be political.
Number 2. It may be easy to dismiss this as ridiculous, but there's real style and craft here, and its kitsch is intentional. It may elevate adolescent passion to operatic dimensions, and that's certainly silly, but it's hard not to marvel at the skill behind this grandly silly, irresistible album.
Meatloaf, Hang Cool Teddy Bear.
Meatloaf, Hang Cool Teddy Bear, you are half correct.
No!
It is Meatloaf. The album is Bad Out of Hell. That was a review of Bad Out of Hell.
Dang it.
Yep. Ridiculous, silly, irresistible.
Hang Cool Teddy Bear is silly.
All right. And number 3. From the arrangements to the lengths of the tracks, everything on the album is overstated, yet that's precisely the point of this album, and is also why it works so well.
Meatloaf, Dead Ringer.
Meatloaf, Dead Ringer was the guess. It is Meatloaf. It is Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell 2, though.
Oh.
All right. So that is round 1. We'll move into round 2. So round 2, the points were double. So you're at 5 points right now. 2 points for the artist, 4 points for the album. All right. Number 1 for round 2. This is the ultimate cocaine album. It's mellow for long stretches and then burst wide open in manic, frantic explosions. What did you say?
I know it's definitely Fleetwood Mac, but I was torn. I said Tusk.
This is Fleetwood Mac, and it is Tusk. So, okay. Good job. 6 points there. You pretty much doubled your score. All right. Number 2. It was diverse without being forced, percolating with innovative ideas, all filtered through an accessible yet sophisticated sensibility. What do you got?
I said Fleetwood Mac Mirage.
It is Fleetwood Mac. This was, though, Fleetwood Mac's White Album. So... You got 2 points for that one. You're up to 8 points for this round. And number 3, that isolation is ultimately a benefit because the album feels caught between nostalgia and indifference, an album so old-fashioned it seems happily ignorant of modernity.
I said Meatloaf, Braver Than We Are, because that was like his comeback album.
comeback album?
No,
that's his
like
last album.
Last, yeah.
It is Meatloaf Braver Than We Are, though. He did really well on that one, so we'll move on to round three, where points triple. Alright, in round three, the points will triple. I do think that these got really hard, and these are a lot of, there are a lot of negative reviews in this one, so we'll see how this goes. Alright, there's four questions in this one, so 3 points for the artist, 6 points for the album. Alright, number one. You can hear everybody involved working far too hard to achieve next to nothing.
I said Meatloaf Bat Out of Hell, but I think that's wrong. Bat Out of Hell 3.
You talk a little louder?
Yeah, I said Meatloaf Bat Out of Hell 3.
Alright, it is Meatloaf. You got 3 points there. It is Hang Cool Teddy Bear, though. So, that was a good try. It was Hang Cool Teddy Bear. Alright, number two. Bolstered by sympathetic self-production and imaginative, often aggressive arrangements that include brassy horns on the title track, a blatant but failed attempt at a hit single, the album is one of their most cohesive yet diverse. What did you say here?
Meatloaf.
And?
Dead Ringer.
This is, in, no change in your answers. This is Fleetwood Mac's Heroes Are Hard to Find.
Got it wrong.
Alright, so you're still at 3 points. Alright, number three. Boasting a glossy, friendly production that makes even the lesser numbers pleasant and ingratiating, the album nonetheless suffers from a lack of substance. What did you say here?
Fleetwood Mac Tango.
It is Fleetwood Mac. It is Mirage.
Oh.
Fleetwood Mac's Mirage. So you're at 6 points this round. And number four, the album is at once too heavy and too clinical, lacking the gaudy gonzo soul, and it continues, it's a brightly lit mess, but there is a redeeming factor here.
Fleetwood Mac. Heroes Are Hard to Find.
All right. It is Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell 3. A lot of the negative reviews were Meatloaf's later albums.
Oh.
So, a total score of 25 points. Mm-hmm. That is really, that's probably one of your better scores. We'll be proud of that.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you're new, please subscribe to me on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, however you're listening. Next week's podcast is going to be an album review of Styx's The Grand Illusion, so stay tuned for that coming up. If you're not already, go follow me on Instagram at Dorney's Vinyl. In the next couple days from when this podcast is being released on the first of the new year, voting for Season 7 will be starting, so be on the lookout for that. Follow me on Instagram at Dorney's Vinyl. If you want to expand or start your own record collection, I have used 33s and 45s for sale on my eBay store, which is also Dorney's Vinyl. You can search that up, search for sellers. I got about 340, 350 some listings on eBay, and I'm always posting more on. And I think that's all. So I will talk to you guys all next week.